Good morning, Blue Jays fans. It is Pat's Your Hump Day, and I am welcoming you to the Birdwatching Gamecast on what is a Toronto Blue Jays off day. So, let's talk about last night. Unfortunately, the Toronto Blue Jays lost, but they still come away with a series victory, and that leaves them with an 8-5 record on the season, which is pretty darn good so far. Last night, got off on the right foot with the Blue Jays jumping out in front early on a Kevin Pillar single that scored, kept Justin Smoke. But after that, Marco Estrada proceeded to dominate the Orioles for about four innings. Three innings, I guess. But in the fourth inning, the rumor around the internet this morning is saying that he has suffered for some back spasms in the middle of the game last night. Which could have led to him having some rough mechanics. I didn't notice any major discomfort while we were having the actual live game cast yesterday. Adam Corsair and I were calling the game and talking Blue Jays baseball. But you definitely did seem like the hamster fell off the wheel a little bit as he allowed three runs in the fourth inning. But in the bottom of the third, he also worked into some trouble but was able to get out of it. So four innings of work from Marco Estrada, six hits, four earned runs, and five strikeouts and three walks. So not a ridiculously bad outing from him. I'd say it's a short outing for him more than anything. We did discuss last night, though, a typical Marco Estrada outing is him doing really, really well the first or second time through the lineup, and then he usually struggles a little bit through the third time. So this is not a bad outing. It's not a great outing. But most, if you were going to ask me what an average start for any major league pitcher is, it's about three runs a game. And that's just running off of, you know, most major league baseball teams are paid to hit. So you're going to get some runs scored against you. So that's what happens. So moving along, though, Danny Barnes came on in the fifth. In relief of Estrada with the bases loaded and proceeded to get out of it with no outs. He pitched the nurse, got two strikeouts, and he got a ground out. So Danny Barnes came out of nowhere in that bullpen there and just really locked it all up last night. He said, if you had to give me a who might be the unsung hero of last night's game, it's got to be Danny Barnes. The game was still very, very close at that point. Blue Jays were trailing 4-2 at that point. They were trailing 3-1 at that point. So two runs. But without Danny Barnes coming in and getting out of that situation there, that could have been a very crooked number for the Baltimore Orioles in the fourth inning. So that being said, just to throw this out there, if you want to know how effective the Blue Jay bullpen was last night, the Baltimore Orioles went just 6-14 with runners in scoring position, so they had plenty of chances to really blow this game wide open, but never really found that big timely hit to really, you know, make this a barn burner for them. The rest of the bullpen did really well, as I had mentioned also, John Axford being the one issue, but he labored through his inning of work, three hits, no walks, strikeout, and allowed an earned run. San Juan Oh pitched a troublesome inning, but never gave up a run in it. Two hits in that. And then Tyler Clifford came in and pitched the eighth and was perfect in a very, very quick, efficient outing for Tyler Clifford. So that was the Blue Jays pitching. On offense, unfortunately, there was just enough to keep in this game offensively, but there wasn't really the multi-run inning or anything to really get them back into this. So, as I had mentioned, Kevin Pillar had the first RBI. Aledmys Diaz popped a home run. So he continues to impress in the, you know, new role that he has as a shortstop while Troy Tulowinski is out for an extended time with foot and ankle injuries. So we talked about that extensively on the Gamecast last night. The recording of that show will be up shortly, hopefully. It unfortunately did not upload last night the way it should have, so we'll get on that. Youngervis Solarte picked up another RBI in his clutch hitting. Just popped a single. Nothing crazy, but doing the small things. And scored Luke Maley, who had a pair of hits in this one as well. Big thing, like I said, those three runs did not translate to a win for the Toronto Blue Jays on Wednesday. So they're going to have an off day today, and they're on their way to Cleveland, where they're going to play the Indians, and they'll be facing Mike Clevinger to start the series off, and we'll have Marcus Stroman on the mound for Friday evening. So that's that. Now we're going to head down to the minor leagues, and we're going to first talk Buffalo Bisons baseball as they proceeded to trounce the Paw Sox yesterday. They gave up their share of earned runs as well. It was a 14-8 victory. But four home runs and, yeah, everybody in the lineup contributing basically led to this victory. And looking through the box score, almost everybody had everybody had a hit except for Roddy Tellez, who did reach base. So everybody in the lineup did reach. And there was almost six players with multi-hit games. The big one was Dwight Smith Jr. batting in the leadoff spot. Two hits out of his six at-bats. That included a grand slam as his home run. So he picked up five RBIs in this one. Just insane amount of production from Dwight Smith. Danny Espinosa had two hits and scored twice. Teoscar Hernandez with another home run, which was a two-run blast. Roddy Tellez, as I mentioned, batting in the four hole, went 0-for-4 with a walk. Danny Jansen, 1-for-4 as well, with an RBI and a run scored. Tim Lopes, batting in the DH spot, 2-for-3. It just goes and goes and goes. Jason Levabijan also had a home run in this one, as the Buffalo Bisons offense, like I said, just dove all over the Paw Sox. On the mound, Deck McGuire had to start, and he had a few good innings, and he had a couple bad innings in his six innings. So five innings, mixed batch for him. Six earned runs on five hits, three walks, and four strikeouts for him in his line. Murphy Smith came in. He allowed another pair of unearned runs as the defense lets him down a little bit. But in his inning at 2/3, he allowed three hits, two walks, and struck out a batter. Albuquerque gave up two hits but in his inning at a third, but looked very solid during the outing. And Matt Darmody came in and pitched the last inning and was perfect in that inning. So great outing for the Buffalo Bisons as they just, you know, popped out of the box in this one, as they're more or less still in their coming out party for their season. And just looking to gain traction, but is a very major league ready team, as they have a lot of young talent and is ready to possibly get a chance at some veterans, as in Danny Espinosa and whatnot, that are looking very good so far. So, big story in Blue Jays minor league baseball so far this season has been the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, who lost their first game last night and are right back on track with their winning ways in a 4-0 win over the Trenton Thunder yesterday. So they are now 6-1, folks. So that is one way to start off your season. And once again, this is the Vlad Guerrero show with another RBI and two hits. Lourdes Gurriel also with another RBI and a hit. And Harold Ramirez, the forgotten member of the original Drew Hutchinson for Francisco Liriano trade, went 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored as well. So just enough offense in this one to support a dominant outing from Jordan Romano, who is a name you might want to start remembering. Jordan Romano is a Canadian that has been slowly going through the ranks, but he has done nothing but produce in his time with the Toronto Blue Jays system. Seven innings of work yesterday, three hits, did not allow a run as you would probably have figured out from the score. Struck out seven and did not walk a batter. So this is exactly what the Blue Jays are looking to see in their minor league arms. And Jordan Romano is definitely producing, and he has been solid so far in his couple starts. for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Justin Schaefer came in relief, and Andrew Case came on at the end, and it's case closed for the ball game with him, my friends. So, New Hampshire Fisher Cats take their sixth win of the season. The Dunedin Blue Jays now. We're going to go down even further onto the farm as we continue to give you all things Toronto Blue Jays here on the Birdwatching Gamecast Morning Mash. The Dunedin Blue Jays won 2-0 in a shortened game. They actually played two, and they won one and lost one. So we're going to talk one game first. The first one that they played, they usually play seven innings in minor league levels like this when they are doing double headers. And they lost 2-1 in the first game. The lone RBI was from Anthony Alford, everybody. So get ready, Anthony Alford is coming and he's ready. Played center field yesterday, 1-for-2 with the RBI. And that was the only run, unfortunately. But TJ Zoik, solid in the outing, which turned into being a walk-off win for the Palm Beach Cardinals. So he had 6 2/3. 5 hits, 2 earned runs, while striking out 4 with no walks. So, another great outing from TJ Zoik. On to the game 2. We had a 2-0 victory for the Dunedin Blue Jays as Taylor Cicito went and got the start. 3 2/3 for them to start the game. 2 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Yeah, 4 earned runs when they shut him out. That's exactly what you need to say, Greg. So Tyler Eller came on and got the win for his inning and a third, or inning and a third. 2 hits, no earned runs. And then Jackson McClelland came on and got the save for 2 innings of work with 2 hits and 3 strikeouts. Great pitching up performance all day for the Dunedin Blue Jays. And as far as the offense goes, it was Joshua Palacios and Nash Knight providing the run support. 2-for-4 for Palacios, and he got an RBI, as I mentioned, and Nash Knight also went 2-for-4. So the 1-2 hitters in the Dunedin Blue Jays lineup providing the pop in this one. It's a good thing. The Dunedin Blue Jays have a chance to do something that many minor league teams don't. They have so much talent that they might actually have a chance of winning back-to-back championships, which doesn't happen typically very often. So, last but not least, the mighty Lansing Lugnuts unfortunately fell to the Fort Wayne Tin Caps as the Tin Caps get their first win of the young season. And they haven't played as many games, but they're 1-6 now for the Tin Caps, and the Lugnuts fall to 4-3. But it has been a solid start for the Lansing Lugnuts regardless. And this one, they had plenty of hits. They just couldn't bring the guys around. 11 hits, only equal to 4 runs as they went 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Just not enough timely hitting to really get anybody around. Lots of multi-hit games in this one. And leadoff hitter Simon Taller went 2-for-4 with an RBI and 2 runs scored, folks. Very good player in Taylor there, and I look forward to seeing more of him up the middle. Kevin Vicuna picked up an RBI on his one hit of the day. And I forgot to mention that Taylor actually hit a home run. Samad Taylor hit a home run. So that was a big hit for him in the leadoff spot yesterday. Casey Clemens, another hit, 1-for-4 with an RBI. And then Kevin Smith has just been destroying single-A Midwest League pitching. Picks up another 2 hits in this one and is batting a cool .393 to start the season. Very good stuff from him. And that's pretty much the offense. But Yesny Diaz, another wonderful outing. He had a little bit more of some his typical control issues out in this outing. Allowed just 1 earned run, 1 hit though, but he walked 4 batters and struck out 4. So the damage all against Diaz was off of a home run. So very good stuff. Diego Jimenez got the loss, or the blown save, and the loss. Really hitting him up with everything on the stats for his 2/3 innings, allowing 8 8 runs, 7 of those earned. Just completely lit him up as the Tin Caps hitters came out that inning. We're ready to hit now that Diaz is off the mound. And that's unfortunate because he's a pretty good pitcher, but sometimes you just have bad outings, and this was one for him. So Lansing Lugnuts fall, and we'll be traveling now. So all good things coming. Oh, I'm sorry, I take that back. They have one more game tonight against the Tin Caps. So anyways, everybody, the Toronto Blue Jays, off day. They will be ready for Cleveland, and hopefully we'll have things rocking in Cleveland for the Friday night kickoff of the weekend series. The game cast that we had last night for our live show between myself, Craig Gordon, and Adam Corsair, I will have the audio up shortly, so that will be on your podcasting venues thanks to Anchor Radio. Right now we're on iTunes, Pocket Cast, and Anchor. Google Play is coming. They have not given me a date on when that is, but as soon as it's available, all the same episodes that we have been uploading so far will be on there, including this morning, MASH, that you have been listening to. And yeah, everything's going good. I appreciate all the wonderful feedback that we've been getting. I'm glad that you guys are all enjoying my terrible shenanigans in the morning and live during certain Blue Jays games. Please keep all the questions coming. We'll love to answer them. We'll have all sorts of information from last night's show that I'm going to condense down into little pocket casts for you. And yes, go Blue Jays. And thank you for everybody that tuned in last night. We love you all. And have a good Thursday. Enjoy the off day. I'm sorry there's no Blue Jays baseball, but we will be back with a minor league report for your morning MASH tomorrow. Take care, everybody.